You got a lot of new guys on your offense this year. What have you seen in terms of their young receivers, three rookies who got a lot of playing time, mm-hmm. Sebastian, on Friday night, working with a veteran in Tom Brady, trying to establish that offensive rhythm early on here in preseason?
Yeah, I think they've done really well. You know, I'm not sure how they're graded out, but, you know, from what I see, you know, they come in, they work hard, they try to do, you know, the hustle and the run game and then the pass, obviously, and they really do a good job, and hopefully, you know, they can improve and get even better from here, and I'm sure going to work on that hard this week with Tampa coming in and you know, yeah, try to improve.
We were talking to Gerard earlier about the two big fellas in the middle, Vince and now Tommy Kelly. You go up against them, you know, every day here so far in practice. What have you seen from this front four, really, pretty much in the defense?
You know, I like them. I think they're physical bunched. You know, they're good run stoppers, definitely. And, like, I think how Gerard was saying it earlier, you know, they open up the holes for him, and he can run through and make some plays. And I think we've got some good pass rushers outside, you know, with Rob and Chandler. And I think it's a good groove. I really like him.
In terms of the different running back mix you have, it's different this year. You got a guy in Ridley who rushed for 1,300 yards a year ago behind this offensive line. Leon Washington, a veteran, now part of this mix. But then LeGarrette Blount, who we saw, you know, in that second half mm-hmm. specifically, it's got, like, you guys almost have this mix of both the physical running backs and a guy like Stephen Ridley who can do it all. What's it like having, you know, that different group of different type of style running backs, you know, to block for?
Yeah, I mean, as an offensive line, whatever play is called, obviously, we block, and it doesn't really matter to us who is running back there because we have trust in all of them. But I think all those guys have different assets. You know, you got the more powerful runners, you got the fast guys, you got the shifty guys. So I think it's a good system for all of them. You know, they all have their qualities, and, you know, they try to take advantage of those things. And they were doing a good job, and hopefully, you know, we can continue, you know, to do that, blocking for them, and they're running well.
We saw Tim Tebow come in this one a little bit maybe earlier than everybody expected, and you could see that there was a different offense. You know, it was a different offense for him. How is that different for you in what he is running, that read option? Any responsibilities different for you?
I mean, obviously we haven't done that, you know, too much in the past, if at all. And also it's somewhat of a different blocking scheme for us. But, you know, I don't think it's too complicated. You kind of install the things and you do it in practice. And, you know, you learn these things in training camp. And so it's good that you get an opportunity to actually run it in a game and take advantage of that. I mean, it's kind of like the running backs, you know. I mean, everyone has a different skill, and you try to take advantage of that.
When you talk about, you know, the offensive players, obviously tight ends, a lot of these guys are lining up next to offensive linemen mm-hmm. to block. They're also going out to pass. What have you seen from Zach Sudfeld so far? Because we saw him make a play, you know, a big block early and then late make a great catch and run down the sideline. Look like a guy that can help out this team both blocking and catching the football.
Yeah, sure hope so. Like you were saying, I think he hustles real hard. You know, I see him come in, he works hard, you know, he tries to learn the system, and he makes plays out there, and that's always a good thing. And, you know, that's what you need, people stepping up and doing their thing, trying to make their mark on the team, and playing for spots, and we all compete. We're all trying to make this team, but so far, so good.
You're in this league now a few years now. Anybody in particular stand out going up against on a weekly basis, or you see in the schedule, oh, I got this guy to deal with here in a few weeks on another team? Difficult matchup?
I mean, I wish it was kind of like that. I feel like every Sunday or every time you play it, it's like, man, it's another good guy. So I don't think it's like one guy in particular, but there's so many guys out there that just like have so many different qualities. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have the strong guy, and you have the fast guy, you have the skinny guy that can do certain things, and, you know, the freaks that can at all, you know. So it's an adjustment every week, and every week is really
tough. Do you worry more about the speed guy or the smaller guy, like that smaller outside linebacker coming at you?
Well, it depends. If I get beat, then probably, yeah.
Makes sense.
Sebastian Vollmer, appreciate you taking the time here today. Tampa in town for joint practices and back to work Friday night preseason. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sebastian Vollmer joining us here in studio.